so too with me. When in his shimmering helm great Hector slaughtered Argives near the ships, could I ignore my folly, my delusion? Zeus had stolen my wits, my act was blind. But now I wish to make amends, to give all possible satisfaction. Rouse for war, send in your troops. I here repeat my offer of all that Odysseus promised yesterday. Stay if you will, though the war god presses you. Men in my service will unload the gifts from my own ship, that you may see how richly I reward you. Achilles answered, Excellency, Lord Marshal Agamemnon, make the gifts if you are keen to. Gifts are due, or keep them. It is for you to say. Let us recover joy of battle soon, that's all. No need to dither here and lose our time, our great work still undone. When each man sees Achilles in a charge, crumpling the ranks of Trojans with his bronze-shod spear, let each remember that is the way to fight his man. Replied Odysseus, the shrewd field commander, Brave as you are, and like a god in looks, Achilles, do not send Achaean soldiers into the fight unfed. Today's melee will not be brief when rank meets rank, and heaven breathes fighting spirit into both contenders. No, tell all troops who are near the ships to take roast meat and wine for heart and staying power. No soldier can fight hand to hand in hunger all day long until the sun goes down. Though in his heart he yearns for war, his legs go slack before he knows it. Thirst and famine search him out, and his knees fail as he moves. But that man, stayed with victualling and wine, can fight his enemies all day. His heart is bold and happy in his chest. His legs hold out until both sides break off the battle. Come then, dismiss the rank to make their breakfast. Let the Lord Marshal Agamemnon bring his gifts to the assembly ground where all may see them. May your heart be warmed. Then let him swear to you, before the Argives, never to have made love to her, my lord, as men and women by their nature do. So may your heart be peaceable toward him. And let him sate your hunger with rich fare in his own shelter, that you may lack nothing do you injustice. Afterward, Agamemnon, you will be more just to others, too. There is no fault in a king's wish to conciliate a man with whom he has been quick to anger.